It's the end of the year. It's end of year tax planning. Three things you can do right now to prepare. That's today's episode. Let's dive into it. Hey, everyone. I'm Clayton Morris.
I'm Natalie Morris.
We're both longtime real estate investors, and we're kind of tax nerds. Well, she's more of a tax nerd than I am, but I get super excited about how we can actually save on our taxes by the end of the year. It's the end of the year. This channel is devoted to helping you become financially intelligent and financially free. We want to help you build passive income every month using buy and hold real estate. That's what we do. So even if you don't use real estate or buy and hold real estate, there are some other great tax things that you can plan for as the end of the year approaches.
That's right. Now, if you're new to this show, it may be news to you that real estate is an amazingly tax-friendly investment. If you're not new to the show and you haven't picked that up by now, I'm going to hit you in the head with my shoe.
Yeah, or are you hiding under a rock?
Right.
Real estate is the number one tax vehicle. And we've had Tom Wheelwright here on the show. You've got to check out Tom's interviews, of course, because as Tom points out, even under the new tax law that was passed back in 2018, there are even more benefits for real estate investors under the new tax code.
Absolutely right. So we're going to do this show under the assumption, it's an empirical fact, that real estate is very tax-friendly way to invest your money. But you want to be prepared for taxes. You don't want this surprise. Oh, that's sort of how I used to be, is I would give all my paperwork to an accountant in like February or March and then just cross my fingers for, you know, however
like
many weeks.
Yeah.
Like, okay, let's see what happens. That's not how we do it anymore. Once we became serious real estate investors, we are year-round tax planning. In fact, when we started working with Tom Wheelwright's company, we sort of said, okay, you know, I think it was the beginning of the year. We had saved up a bunch of money to work with them. And then they said, well, we're not going to file your taxes this year, but we're going to start tax planning and we'll pick it up next year. And I was like, what? And they're like, no, tax planning is a constant pursuit. But if you haven't been in that constant pursuit and you find yourself in December, do some things now so that you are not burned in April and thought, oh, I could have done this, that, or the other, right?
All right. So first on our list for things you can do right now at the end of the year to plan for taxes, step one, what is number one on our list?
Okay. You should have an estimate of how much you are going to report in earned income from real estate investments. This should not be a surprise to you. Most of the time you get rental statements, right? With that number, now you know what you're going to be taxed on, and then you have a few weeks to mitigate those taxes. If you don't know that until January 1st, I'm also going to hit you on the head with my shoe.
Don't get hit on the head with her shoe. I've been there. Step one is estimate your earnings. Get a good handle on what you're looking at. So now Natalie does a lot of this for us. She's a spreadsheet crazy person. So step one, estimating earnings. You're looking at this throughout the year. You and I have a monthly meeting to go over our portfolio, to look at houses that, okay, this one's in eviction, this one's vacant right now, we've got a tenant turnover, what do we can expect? So how can people who are watching this get set up for success by estimating their earnings?
Well, most of the time you can look at your statements from January to November. You find yourself in December, you know whether or not you're collecting month that rent.
I don't know what that is.
Rent that month. So that's pretty easy to do. If you use QuickBooks, even better on ya. If you use Mint, right, it's not that hard to know how much have you earned this year. And so that's what you're going to report to the government. Now, obviously, the beginning of 2018, we saw this new tax law pass. So a lot of this now, if you're investing in an LLC, which again, if you're not doing, I'm threatening a lot of violence today, but you should know this stuff by now, then you are getting another tax break in how you're getting that money, because pass-through LLCs get this extra tax benefit, right? So these are things that you should know because you've been tracking them all year. This, and now you know, I'm going to report income of $10,000 of rent this year, right? None of that rent has been taxed. So obviously you're on the line for it, right? So there are things you can do between the end of now and the end of the year to maybe make sure that you're lowering your taxes even more, right?
Today's episode is brought to you by Abbey Connect, the highest rated live receptionist service for small businesses. I love these guys. And you know what? Thank you to all my listeners. You've written in and saying, hey, you didn't even know that Abbey Connect existed and you're now using them for your small business. What a game changer it has been. So thanks for your feedback about Abbey Connect. I'm a big fan of what they do because don't you get so annoyed when you call a small business and you're trying to reach somebody that can get you an answer and you get stuck on a voicemail, some sort of a phone tree, your automated systems, or worse, someone who sounds busy and bored doesn't even want to talk to you. You know, it's like how many businesses are actually losing money because they're not handling their phone calls well? Just think about your own business for a second. Be honest with yourself, right? You're probably spending a lot of money on marketing. Maybe you do mailers in your local community. Whatever it is, right? Maybe you're doing Facebook ads or something else. You're spending money trying to get the phones to ring, and then you're not getting back to people, or you don't even have somebody that can respond to people. That's where Abbey Connect comes in, because they provide you with a world-class, professional, courteous team of receptionists, and they're specifically trained on your business. See, that's where Abbey Connect really has nailed it here, is their training. Not only do the receptionists sound like they're sitting at your front desk in your office, but because there's an entire management structure behind them, keeping them trained, motivated, and happy, they deliver an exceptional experience that's almost unheard of these days. So a simple Google search will show you hundreds of reviews from happy small business owners who can't imagine what business would be like before using Abbey Connect. Guess what? You're going to be able to try it for free. It's right before the holidays. You got to do this for your company, right? Plan for this for 2019. This is a simple way to geometrically grow your business, and all you have to do is try it for free. Just go to abbyconnect.com/investing. That's ABBY, abbyconnect.com/investing. Sign up today and make missed opportunities a thing of the past. And guess what? After your initial trial is over, where it's free, my listeners are going to also receive a $95 off their first bill. But only when you sign up using my special link or if you call their number. So if you call this number, 833-ABBY-WOW today. So it's 833-ABBY-WOW. And when you call them, just listen to how they answer the phone. Just try it. Just do me a favor. Just try it. You're going to be blown away. 833-ABBY-WOW. It's the end of the year, and adding Abbey Connect to answer your calls in 2019 is a great way to improve and grow your business in the new year. Thanks, Abby.
The next thing that we want to talk to you about is depreciation.
Yeah, step two on this list is depreciation and getting a handle on what you are going to depreciate in your rental portfolio. Now, if you've got a large rental portfolio like we do, this is where a cost segregation could come into play. Please watch our show on cost segregations. This is where you hire a professional CPA who is certified in cost segregations. They'll go out to your properties and they will depreciate not just the house itself, which is what it used to be able to do, mm-hmm. but they'll actually depreciate the roof, the windows, different items in the house. It's especially useful for large-scale commercial investors. But if you're a residential retail investor, a residential property investor like we are, small single-family homes, it might not be worth it to do a cost segregation because you're going to pay a few thousand dollars to the CPA. However, for them to fly into town and all of that, if you've got multiple properties, that's where it can come into view for you. But even without a cost segregation, depreciation is powerful.
Right. So you want to make sure you have a CPA who is going to tell you what you can depreciate and what you can claim this year. If you have someone who does not specialize in real estate, you're not on the right track. You need someone who really understands how to accelerate your depreciation. But also, you're going to depreciate assets like a computer or a car, or, you know, those things have their own rules. So can you make a purchase of a computer that then lowers your tax basis this year? Do you need something like a printer? Well, that's not very much. You could buy a server or something like that, right? So make your capital expenditures in this calendar year. Now, we did do a whole episode on cost segregation, which you can look. We should probably do one in January again, because this is like magic trick. Mm-hmm. But I want to say to you that you can accelerate your depreciation in the year you buy something. So let's say that you say, oh my gosh, I'm going to pay taxes on $10,000. I don't want to do that. So I'm going to buy another rental property December 15th, right? Mm-hmm. And get that closed before the end of the year. Awesome. Okay. Now, you can do a cost segregation on that property and claim all of that depreciation on your 2018 taxes, but you don't have to do the cost segregation in the year 2018. You actually have till September of 2019 to do the cost segregation. So buy the property now, do the cost segregation. Our guy likes to, he doesn't like to do it when it's frozen outside. Right. So he's like, I'll do it in the spring when everything thaws out. So then hire him to go in March and do your cost segregation. It takes him a couple of weeks. And then you can put that depreciation on your taxes in April. Or if you didn't get it done in time, you can put it on your taxes in September. Mm-hmm. But the point is you buy it in this year.
Right.
Makes sense?
Yeah. No, it makes total sense. Even though the tax code makes people mad, this is why you get a good tax accountant who understands real estate investing. That's very, very important if you're a real estate investor to get a tax accountant that understands it, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's why our phone rings off the hook in December in the Morris Invest offices, because so many people, like, they're like, hey, you got to buy a property at the end of the year. And so December for us in our office is like a madhouse. I mean, right. You know, and our title companies are like scrambling to get closings done before the end of the year. We had one last year where there was like, oh my God, our title company had closed. The title agent had like taken the paperwork home with her just to get this closing done for one of our clients in order to make it happen. Today's episode is brought to you by Simply Safe. If you've been thinking about getting a Simply Safe home security system, but you've been waiting for the holidays when all the tech deals come out, you've made the right move. You made the smart move, because right now, we can get you a great deal on Simply Safe for the holidays. That's right. They're sponsoring this show with a fantastic offer right now. It's an amazing deal, and they rarely do anything like this, but they're doing it for our listeners. Simply Safe is a great protection for your home and family. They never make you sign a contract. So if you want that whole home security system without paying a contract, that's what holds a lot of people back. And you'll have that peace of mind without a contract. There are no hidden fees. And Simply Safe around-the-clock professional monitoring is just $14.99 a month. $14.99 a month. You probably spend that on a few coffees, right, to have that home security in your house and make sure that your family is protected. I love Simply Safe. It was amazing how easy it was to set up. You know, I'm a tech guy, right? That's what I used to do. I used to cover technology for a living. So I love when Simply Safe arrived. It was so simple to set up. I just opened up my iPhone, downloaded the Simply Safe app, and I was able to be up and running in just a matter of minutes. I was able to put the security keypad right by the front door, using like the sticky things on the back, so I didn't have to drill anything into the wall. It's amazing. And then I have the Simply Safe security hub that monitors when I'm, well, you know, there's motion detection. I put the motion detection up in the one corner, and you actually can put the window breaking monitors around on your windows as well. And they've actually spent so much time figuring out the difference between breaking a glass and breaking window glass. Like if you just break a wine glass, they'll know the difference. But if a window breaks, they've done so much testing in their labs that they know that sound. And that's when they'll set off the security system. And guess what? Authorities will arrive to make sure that your home is protected. Guess what? Also, because you're in the real estate space, you know, this is a smart play for some of your investments as well. And guess what? You get a reduction in your insurance when you set up with Simply Safe. So they're always getting great reviews. CNET, PC Magazine, Wirecutter all say that Simply Safe is the best security system there is. Okay, here you go. Here is how you're going to save some money right now. Their special holiday offer. All you have to do is go to simplysafe.com/investing. That's simply, I'll spell it for you, SimpliSafe. There's no Y. It's simplysafe.com/investing to get this special holiday offer. Make sure you use that URL so they know we sent you. That's simplysafe.com/investing to get some nice savings this holiday season. Thanks, Simply Safe. I love you guys. All right. Step three in this process, you kind of alluded to it, which is, though, to secure any big purchases right now before the end of the year. This is why a lot of people, again, not only buy real estate at the end of the year, but buy that computer.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an LLC that owns your rental properties, you're running a business. You are in business. So if there are any big purchases that can help you be a better investor, like that car that's going, you know, driving around looking for properties or whatever it happens to be, you make those big purchases right now.
Exactly right. Because, of course, computer equipment depreciates.
Mm-hmm.
My father, he owns a landscape company, and his tractors and loaders and golf carts that they put the sprinkler equipment, all that stuff depreciates at different rates. And you want that depreciation. It's like a magical, like, poof, we give you money for this because we know it's worth less this year. It's awesome. You must get a handle on your depreciation and then buy things that you can depreciate or buy things that can lower your tax basis and get that done.
Yeah,
we also like to pay our CPA and our legal fees in this calendar year. So a lot of times I'll say, okay, can you give me an estimate of what you're going to charge me for April so that I have it on the books in this year? And then if they go over, I can pay more, right? But at least I've taken that deduction in this calendar year too.
Yeah, smart stuff. Tax strategies, year-end planning. Have a wonderful holiday season, everyone. Save some money on taxes. We'll see you next time here on the channel that helps you create financial freedom. Much love to you. We'll see you next time.